Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ray Pepper. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Earl Clark. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bobo Newsom. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Moose Salters. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bucky Walters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Wieland. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Wieland. And now, play ball. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to second. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo takes first base on ball four. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melillo moves to second. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Walters reaches third base with a triple. Bob Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop bunts towards the mound. Newsom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pepper. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Bishop scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan scores. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepper hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark bunts in front of the plate. Farrell scoops up the ball and tags Clark for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Walters strikes out. One out. Bob Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland is 0 for 1 in the game. Wieland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 1 in the game. Strange hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom takes first base on ball 4. Hemsley moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Clift reaches second base with a double. Hemsley scores. Newsom moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West hits a pop-up towards short. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Werber is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive towards third. Clift reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange misplays the ball. That's an error on Strange. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pepper. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 2 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Reynolds scores. Soltis moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Walters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. One out. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepper hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber misplays the ball. That's an error on Werber. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Clark moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland is 0 for 2 in the game. Wieland strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bishop strikes out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 2 in the game. Strange hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ollie Bijma pinch hits for Bobo Newsom. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morgan strikes out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 3 in the game. West hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0 for 3 in the game. Pepper hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Reynolds throws the ball into Bishop, who tags Pepper trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland is 0-for-3 in the game. Wieland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hemsley strikes out. Two outs. George Puccinelli pinch hits for Alan Strange. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli hits a pop-up towards short. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.